I've got a question about the word suicide. But not as it refers to its literal meaning. When I was a little kid, my brother and I would go to a convenience store or a fast food place where you could fill up your own soda. And when you put different types of soda into your glass, that was called a suicide. And I thought that was just something my brother and I said, but I guess it's not. Everybody I know says that. And I was just wondering how that word got attached to doing that.
Suicide. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do us a poem.
If your limbs begin dissolving in the water that you tread, all surroundings are evolving in the stream that clears your head. Find yourself a caravan like Noah must have led. 4 and 20 birds of Maya baked into an atom, you polarized into existence, magnet heart from red to blue. To such extent, the realm of dark within the picture, it seems true. All your lightning waits inside you, travel it along your spine. 7 stars receive your visit, 7 seals remain divine. 7 churches filled with spirit, treasure from the angel's mind. The space you make has your own laws, no longer human gods or cause. The center of this house will never die. 1-eyed men aren't really reigning, they just march in place until 2-eyed men with mystery training finally feel the power fill. 3-eyed men are not complaining, they can yo-yo where they will. They slip inside this house as they pass by.
Do you think in existentialism, is there an inevitability where you become completely cold to other humans? Where it's all about like yourself and your being, and then it's almost like other people, not even like fuck them, but it's almost like they don't matter one way or the other. Where it's like 9/11 happened, you're like, yes, well, people die all the time.
Well, I mean, I think existentialism or not.
Yeah.
If most people do an honest analysis of the way they feel when some disaster happens in the world, unless you knew someone in the disaster, you might feel a moment of like sadness, but that moment of sadness is usually
fleeting.
So it's not really.
I'm having this problem right now with Brussels, where I'm like, change the channel. Like, what? I don't care. I mean, it's not like I'm like good, but I just like, why am I hearing about this?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I'd rather watch Narcos.
I mean, I think the question you're asking is existentialism going to help you become an honest person? And I think the answer is absolutely. It's going to help you become an honest person, which means that if you're going to put on a charade, in other words,
you're not going to put on a charade.
If you're going to, at least you know you're doing it.
Oh, so, I'm doing this because I'm at a place right now where it'll be bad if I don't pretend to cry.
It was like I was at a party once, and like I remember, like
right,
who was it?
Honest with yourself.
Who was it? There was a. I can't remember. It was some race trial, and oh no, it was. Remember that the guy kind of looks like Freddie, who like ended up killing that poor black kid in the neighborhood who had candy. What was that guy's name? He's like always getting
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, uh-huh. Right?
So yeah, that kind of looked like Freddie.
So George Zimmerman, like we're at some dumb party, barbecue, right? And I didn't meet Zimmerman. Okay, yeah. That'd be hilarious. I was at a party
with George Zimmerman.
Now, this is when he was on trial. So I'm at this barbecue and George Zimmerman gets off the hook, right? And so it's this like really god awful greasy hipster barbecue. Like I'd rather be like,
and there's only one way to go on this for all those people. There's only one thing to say.
All right.
It's terrible.
Well, yeah. And most of them, to their credit, just like ignored it.
Oh, that's good.
But this one guy is there with his girlfriend, and she, you know, somebody announces Zimmerman got off the hook, and she's just like, I have to leave. Really loud.
Really
like,
loud.
You know,
so everyone gets
like, if I'm leaving a party, you know, I'm going to be like,
it's the Irish goodbye.
If I shit my pants or something, or like I'm sick, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, guys, I shit in my pants. So I'm leaving the party. You all know that, right? I
let the people in the kitchen know.
Let everyone know, because I can't control my bowels. I shit my pants. But of course, you know.
It's only stuff you're proud of, so you're trying to brag about your, like, drama. About.
She's welling up with, we've got to go. Makes a big show of storming out, and that's a show.
Yeah.
She put on a show. And in this show, in this version of this show, but you know, clearly this is a performance,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, she gets to pretend that she's a very sensitive person whose whole life has been truly disrupted by this event that happened so far away that the mainstream media is pumping up and putting out. And she gets to pretend that she's some kind of like Silver Lake Gandhi who has been... right?
Yeah.
Who's been...
I like that term.
Who's been rocked to the core of her being by this verdict, right?
Yeah.
And so when she goes home with her boyfriend, he gets to play the game of the comforting boyfriend, and she gets to play the game of the disrupted saint. And this is a very fun game to play, but ultimately it's just a game. So the difference is you still get to play the same games you're playing,
yeah.
But you just know that you're playing the game,
yeah.
And you know that the person you're with is playing the game, and then from that you can get really into the game and have fun with the game.
Life is like the whole world is delirious, mysterious, isn't it? How we all cheer for weariness, man, I'm serious, it's eerie how weird it is, I'm fearing this. It's like the end is near, but I pretend it's not, nerves are shot in an atmosphere, drinking beer, smoking pot. Just a means to dodge the hang-ups that I got, but I refuse to let them slide in the lyrics that I jot. I'm caught in a web of surreal materialists, force-fed fear by governments of imperialists. The gist of this is not to twist your wrist, but get your pissed enough to resist the abyss of mist that exists between our eyes and our minds. Cause a zodiac sign can only lead the blind. Only the blind can be defined by Calvin Klein designs. Mankind is intertwined with Chad lines. Combat these bad signs with fair rhymes.
Life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get what you put into it. And life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get what you put into it.
Maybe the strong only survive within the confines of corporate gold mines. Maybe the divine lies within wearing a tie, following the guidelines of getting dollar signs in your eyes. Maybe it's about being corrupt, blowing yourself up, taking 30 people with you like you don't give a fuck. Life's a hard pill to swallow when you wallow in your sorrows. Hollow like the bottom of liquor bottles when you blotto. Hollow like the popular models we try to follow. Hollow like putting on plans for tomorrow, but tomorrow never knows. Yesterday is history, it gets to me when all that I can scope is a blistering persistency. Seems to come to me without consistency, resisting the rhyme and the reason of existence be all that I can be without enlisting in the infantry. I'd rather shoot the gift, light it up like a Christmas tree.
Life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get what you put into it. And life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get what you put into it.
Numb from the opium, equilibrium's held up from drinking rum. In a slump, dumbing myself down to make a buck. What the fuck? It's like slumming for crumbs, about to erupt when I busted it. You know that I must admit, I'm gonna cuss and spit until you just submit. It's in the rush I get when I flash that roar flush in your face, and get ill when I spray these lyrics like mace. Vanish up in the air without a trace. Like damn, who was that kid? He just fell from grace. I'm bound to be a mental case if I don't get my cards in place. I got the jack, the ten, the king, the queen. Now all I need the ace. I try
try to keep the pace with this rat race across the nation. Times are wasting way too patient, and the way I tend to face realization every day, it's like vacation, steady spacing. In a way, I'm way too patient when I hit my destination, cause
life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get, get what you put into it, and life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get, get what you put into it. Life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get, get what you put into it, and life's like fluid, flow right through it, man. Take what you get, get what you put into
So Ram Dass talks about like this.
Okay.
You and me are playing Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
Now Monopoly is it for
Ram Dass talks about Monopoly?
What?
Ram Dass talks about Monopoly?
Talks about everything.
Oh, he lives now.
What?
He lives now?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So Monopoly is a very vicious game, right?
Yeah.
It's a vicious.
You have to bankrupt someone completely.
Yeah.
I don't want you just poor. I want you out of money.
It's
and
vicious.
And then I'll win.
And when you play it with, when like my brother and me and my dad sit around to play Monopoly, we are so mean to each other. And and we have this dollar bill called the dollar of shame.
You ever hear Metzger's joke about Monopoly?
No.
What do you think happened to the economy? Here's what I think happened. I'm not smart, like I said, but this is what I think. Do you ever play Monopoly with your family and been in charge of the bank and not stolen money from the bank? Did anybody not? Not because you're even a bad person, just you got a little behind on Ventnor or whatever, you know? You're a good person. You're going to put the money back. The second you pass go, you're going to put it back. Things just got out of hand. Yeah. So that's how all of you apparently would treat your whole, your family to get some toy money. That's what you would do to your own family. So just now imagine it's a real bank with real money. And you're playing against strangers that you don't even give a shit about. How well do you think you would do in that position, seeing as how you would step on your own mother's throat for an orange $500 bill? How well do you think you'd do with And that is how the economy works.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a game, though, of course. Yeah. In real money, there is no such thing.
Yeah.
So, you and me are playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
And we're playing it. When my family plays it, we all get very ferocious because it's part of the fun. So anyway, the whole point is, if you and I decide to play a game of Monopoly, right? Like after this podcast, for some reason, we decide to play the longest, most boring,
it is a long game
in America. And we just, this is how Ram Dass puts it. If we're playing it,
yeah,
like this is just a game.
Uh-huh.
Let's roll the dice, move the character, let's put the money, and it's just a game, and we just know it's a game. What's the point?
There's no point.
It's the most boring, stupid.
There's no point.
It's just, we might as well just sit and like roll dice.
The dice was going to roll a 7 this time, so I guess it's a 7.
Right. So
it was always going to be that.
So we can play Monopoly on both levels. We can play it on the level of knowing that this is a game, and that we're committed to the roles of playing the game, while simultaneously being free of that of the burden of like being stuck playing Monopoly forever.
Yeah.
So in the same way, when you go out into the world, it doesn't mean that you have to suddenly pretend that everything's meaningless or everything has meaning. It just means that you can just as much commit to your
Let's
role.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you watch Singled Out with Jim Painter. In the phone room. And he's like, I can't believe you chose that girl over that girl.
Exactly.
You treat like a Super Bowl. I'm like, that's a more fun way to watch Singled Out.
Exactly.
Or whatever that show was. Eliminate. That's what it was. Eliminate.
That's it, dude. You can still do
it. So then you see a girl like that. So come back to the party. And you go, oh my God, I'm so fat. I'm so bad for her. Hopefully she feels better. Or the other way, it's like, what a toolbox.
Or somewhere.
However you want to play the game when she's gone.
You can do it's completely up to you. It really just comes down to intention.
One time me and Cater and Stephanie Escajeda were eating at El Cholo in Western, and she goes, I might have told you this before, but she goes, I think I have a crush on somebody. And I go, do you want us to ask you who it was? And Aaron Cater goes, Ari, sometimes you should be in the moment instead of about the moment.
That's it.
stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. That's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight, that when people back home will try talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my time on my ride.
I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
So, like, if a kid comes up to me,
yeah,
and says, I'm a policeman. You're under arrest.
You don't go, idiot. No, you're not. You're a moron,
oh,
idiot.
Oh, so I guess I'm supposed to play make believe like you're a policeman
and I'm
under arrest? No, you're like, okay, I guess he got me, officer. And
just go have some fun.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So in the same way, you can do that because it's like the idea is when I go to another culture, I don't expect them all to speak English. You know, even though it's like a kind of arbitrary thing, we're all just making noises out of our mouths. It's not like I'm like, you guys got to make the same noise I'm making out of my mouth.
Let's just do it. Let's play the game.
I'm going to, you know, abide by your culture while I'm here instead of trying to. So in the same way, if you're entering into someone else's reality tunnel, you don't need to like get them to start acting like they're in your reality tunnel.
So when something happens like Brussels, like an attack on a first world country, a first world white country that we're supposed to care about, then at some point it's like, let's just go like, it's really horrible, you guys. I mean, imagine the loss of life, and it's not great.
Well, I mean, you like George Carlin has a fantastic joke, something along the lines of, I love it when horrible things happen and lots of people die.
Because he's a comic?
What?
Because he's a comic?
He's just being honest. He's like, you know, if you really look at like, okay, if you're watching the news and some awful thing happens, if you really felt bad when the awful thing happened, like bad, like I don't know if you've ever gotten the phone call, but you inevitably in life you get the phone call.
Oh yeah.
Somebody died. You've gotten the phone call. Mm-hmm. Freddie.
Oh yeah.
You got the phone call.
Oh yeah. What a terrible
Remember
day.
How that felt?
Oh.
So if the news was generating that feeling in you at every single moment, no one would watch the news.
No, watching news is too much.
No one's going to tune into the thing that makes them feel like they've been punched in the psychic solar plexus every second.
Maybe that's what it is too with Brussels, where it's like, I just went through this. I just can't care anymore. It's too many times in a row.
No, people watch the news because they feel good. There's a voyeuristic sense of joy that happens to a person when they're watching horror in other parts of the world. It makes them feel cozy and excited. It makes them feel like the world is a dangerous, scary place. But usually it's just some variety of, if you really look at the way you're feeling, it's a kind of like noxious, positive feeling. It's not like you're really feeling terrible. If you really felt terrible, you wouldn't watch the news any more than you would put your hand on an electric fence over and over again.
Well, it's like those people who refuse to watch that movie about the documentary about the slaughterhouses for cows.
And yeah.
It's like, you won't eat meat after that. I'm like, oh, well, then I'm not going to watch that.
Right.
Because I enjoy eating meat.
Don't want to watch it. It's too much. It feels bad. So yeah. It feels really the honest, really what you just do is like an honest analysis of yourself. And you're like, oh, yeah, this kind of feels good when there's, if it's more than numb, then mostly it feels kind of like interesting or something. But it's a, so do, when you watch Brussels, is it a mark of you as some kind of sociopath because you don't break into tears or explode in horror? No, it's just
it's not close enough to you, really.
It's not close enough. I actually drew this once, the Schadenfreude bell curve.
With our sins, we seen them grow from the deep. We went too far, then we came back, and now we're falling asleep. It's been a shadow we wore, it's been a horrible year. It's been the corner of a door and feared in fourth gear. Part bear, part barely there, and rare heirlooms. Eyes like the size of an urn in a Smurf spare room. First day gets weapons and low fives, and the rest get to sweat and peck at their own eyes. Pass out.
Hash browns of our home fries, all spinning bow ties and hideous bone piles.
Close to the cloak and jump with a broke style.
No smile, hotel robe in the bulk aisle. Hail Mary on a hellbound round trip. Clack horns with various rebel outfits. Marginal charisma, lived over brownies.
Lived over juicings with the Rubens and the house thieves.
Bleep me down, lead me out. Speak freely to be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. Bleep me down, lead me out. Speak freely to be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out.
We've been a mouthful of beer, we've been a doubt on our luck. We've been an ad on our ear, a theory louder than fuck.
It's been a hole in the head, it's been a series of gaps. It's been a missionary meddling in mysterious craft. And freed our hard way,
marching the arms way, so what? Hem and haw getting on our day will come with bomb maids to cuss and come from the rough side, where they shrug at the fuzz and bust like a cup size. Just die.
Punks run from the unkind bloodline. Sock full of drugs on the 1-9, dumb high.
The moonshine runners with them buckets full of mudslides.
Ten erratic moods that come around a plus sign. Vulnerable species, life on a red list. Poached in a city, now we hides in the wetlands. Monologue got a cross doing headstands.
From the coast where the goats grow up with a dead can.
Bleep me down, lead me out. Speak freely to be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. Bleep me down, lead me out. Speak freely to be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. Be out, be out, be out. My DJ is Wiz, when he plays, he wins. It go.
The cat is just that quick. The cat is
like dynamite on the street.
The cat is just that quick. That quick.
Dynamite on the street. Dynamite on the street.
The cat is
dynamite on the street.
In 9/11, I found that people that were in New York take a bigger pride in it. Like, it's our suffering, it's our pain. And then the people who actually lost someone took an even bigger pleasure. in their pain.
Yeah.
And then the further away you got, again, Americans took like, well, it's our pain, it's our suffering, but not as bad as New Yorkers. Same thing with Boston, with the marathon bombing. And then, like, you know, if you get to another country, it's like, I don't fucking
appreciate. Here's the real thing, man. If I'm in Belgium,
yeah,
and my girlfriend, who was going to a Starbucks to get some coconut lattes for us,
yeah,
gets transformed into hamburger meat,
yeah,
in front of me, right?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about someone in the United States crying over this event.
All
because
right.
I'm caught in my own hellish ocean of sorrow and grief.
I could hear them like a year later going, yeah, it was really tough for me when I heard that. But fuck you. It wasn't hard for you.
It's just, and really, if like you're someone in the United States who's feeling this level of empathy, and some people really feel it, man.
Some people do, yeah.
Then what you got to do is help. You've got to figure out, is there money that I can give? Is there something I can, like, some way I can physically help these people over there? But all you have to do is you have to ask yourself, how much am I putting on a show here? How much am I, like, doing this thing, not as a device because I really care for the people of Belgium, but because I'm angry at my boyfriend or girlfriend, and I'm going to use my upset horror at Belgium to walk around like a dick.
So I could be the diva for a little while.
Yes.
Yeah.
And quite often what you see again and again and again is that you are veiling your aggression in this, or you're putting the iron fist of your aggression in a boxing glove of your empathy and underneath it all, which is why when you get around a person who is one of these like vehement activists, you feel like, you don't know why, but you feel like in all this talk of love and peace, they're beating your fucking head in somehow.
Right.
You know, and that's the
an act is that people get happiness and when something horrible goes wrong that they already thought it would. He said Palestinians, Israelis. So the Israelis, when there's a bomb, they'll be like, see, I told you about the Palestinians.
Right.
Instead of like, oh, people died.
Yeah. Which is really what's happening. I mean,
yeah.
that's the real thing. Is it's just like you're looking at these, like, anytime like a Belgium thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are subjective supernovas that are happening. Like these are. I mean, if you do a little bit of there's a few maneuvers you can mentally make to connect with what's going on over there, which is you have to take it into your own life. So it's like when I think of a person like in Belgium, when that awfulness went down, I just thought of the times that Cora has gotten me coffee. And I thought about the one time she goes to get me coffee and doesn't come back. And that's what happened.
And then you can feel like, oh.
Then you get it.
The actual people.
But then that can't even approximate what it's like. Because we're talking about these are black.
That's an acting exercise instead of actual feeling it.
You just can't feel. You don't want to feel. These are black holes. Like whenever the shit goes down, a black hole is opened up in someone's life. A black hole that'll always be there until they die.
But it's also like, I ain't gonna do anything about it. I don't want to think about that.
I mean,
I just want to take it in. I don't want to take it in.
Well, this is
I want to enjoy the nice, beautiful day out.
This Michael Beckwith, this guy like I used to go to this Agape church. This guy Michael Beckwith.
Yeah. Agape?
Yeah, he would say use these events not as like a thing to like be upset about or freak out about or like to put yourself in a negative state. He's like use every single one of these awful events as what he said is a prayer sheet. He's like if there's anything if any of these events happen, what use is it to like shudder in horror or shake your fist at the world or go dark? What's the use? Figure out a way, in the same way that Saul of Tarsus used this imaginary hallucination of Jesus to be a better person, if you really want to do something good for the world, then make the 28 or 30 people, and there'll be more, who will die from their injuries, use it as an excuse
to
live a better life. Use it as an excuse to do something in your own personal life that doesn't suck. That's what you do.
From the sky and the trees stand still. that nervous moment, I was alone, I was wanting you in. The ceiling fan tries to keep up with the heat, the chains clang and the herbs beat. Bed in the bathtub, in the yard, in the kitchen, we all waited. Would you just come over, over, come over and shake the walls of this place? It's quiet as a candle, I'm lonely. Come over, shake the walls of this place. Whoa. Time's just a clock, a shade down the hall. Sometimes I just hate the day. I'd like to get a gun that can shoot down the sun. Let's have a night that won't go away. We don't need a name, word or code, or whatever you want to call this. Just keep the shirts and your hands and the jeans moving in a downward trend. And would you just come over, over, come over and shake the walls of this place? It's quiet.
Like if you hear something like, and this guy always want to go skydiving, like, yeah, maybe I will to honor him. Maybe I'll finally go skydiving.
There you go, man. Because I'll tell you, man, that's all you could do. Yeah. Do something amazing and use the people in Belgium as an excuse to do that. So that you know, and really, if you really want to think about an incredible antidote to terrorism, if every time there was some terrorist attack, the result was that every single person on the planet spent an entire day, yeah, went skydiving.
I went up on a hike, fished for the first time in a decade.
Yeah. then really we would be winning.
It'd be great. That's kind of like what Obi-Wan Kenobi did. He's yes. like, in death I'll give you more power than you've ever had.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's that, and that's way better than, you know, shuffling around some party with
being
crocodile
upset,
tears.
Being actively outwardly upset.
Yeah. I mean, and that's also kind of cool if somebody asks, "Well, why did you decide to go skydiving?" Belgium.
Yeah.
Some people got blown up in an airport, and I realized that the only way I could really honor them is by doing some incredibly novel thing that in my life I'm bringing my girlfriend skydiving for Belgium.
If there's ever a terrorist attack in Australia, I'll wear some British Oakleys and bright yellow tank tops in honor of all the bogans who couldn't live their bogan lives.
There you go. Yeah, there you go, man. That's it. That's the way to do it. Use it as an excuse, because that's really all anything is. You're just deciding to do something.
Yeah. You think you used to be an existentialist? I don't think you are anymore, are you?
I mean...
Maybe you are.
I don't know. I love it. I mean, I really enjoy that. I don't think I'm a victim.
I never took philosophy class in college, but that's the one I always, like, when I heard about it, I was like, yeah, it's me.
You know, man, I got to hesitate on labeling myself as an existentialist, because as much as I may have yapped about it just now, my understanding of it, I'm sure, is foggy and rudimentary.
Whatever.
So I wouldn't... You know, again, it's like I don't really choose to label myself as anything. I mean, like, kind of.
Right. You enjoy existentialism, I guess.
I love it. And one thing that you said that I really like is, like, the older you get, that you start getting into this. you know, they call it, there's something called the long dark night of the soul, which is where you realize that all the symbol structures that you thought were real are actually just an imaginary thing, and you go through this terrible period of free fall where you're like, oh, shit, man.
You're an adult. The government's not smarter than you. No. Nothing is like what you thought it was.
No guru.
Yeah.
No religion.
I'll just float.
Nothing can save me. And that sucks for a second. But then all of a sudden you're like, wow, holy shit. My parents left and they're not coming back. The fucking thing on the refrigerator saying when I got to go to bed and what I'm supposed to eat, I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah.
and then that's when you get to be a person, and that's when you get to truly be a human.
Take credit for your own decisions.
Yeah, and that includes, like, throw away the fucking label of existentialist, throw away the fucking label of Buddhist or spiritual person or whatever.
It's almost like political parties where it's like, you don't have to say, I'm a complete Democrat or a complete Republican. You can be like, I like this stuff from that group, I like that stuff from that group, and then this is who I am overall. This weird, like, 2,000, you know, 2 million different things that make up who you are.
A hive of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really a blast.
I mean, even the radio stations you listen to. If I listen to alt rock, there's an occasional song on there. I'm like, I hate this band, you know. But like overall, I like the songs.
Yeah, and you can.
You just can't find a playlist that's exactly you. Because everyone's so unique.
I got the dynamo of volition, the pup-pole position, automatic transmission with the old emissions. I'm a brand new addition to the old edition with the love unconditional. And I'm a drama abolitionist, damn no opposition to my proposition. Half of a man, half magician, half a politician, holding the mic like ammunition. And my vision is as simple as light. Ain't no reason we should be in a fight, no demolition. Get to vote, get to see what you like. Prove creation, compositions already written by themselves. Heck, it's for the people not believing in God. Good job, get them up way high, give me that high five. Good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. Good God, bring them back again, give me that high ten. You're the best definition of good intention. I do not answer the call if I do not know who is calling. I guess the whole point of it all is that we never know really. Trying to keep with the Joneses while waiting for guns and the roses to finish what we all suppose is gonna be the shit they will soon make. Bumping and wrist lock, twisting up a Rizzler. Kid Icarus on the transistor. Nintendo be giving me the blister. I bend over, take it in the kisser. My best friends are hitting on my sister. Try to tell them that they still a wisher. Cause she already got herself a mister. And besides, that's gross to wanna diss her. I didn't I say. Good job, get them up way high. Give me that high five. Good time, get them way down low. Give me that low do. Bring it back again, give me that high ten. You're the best definition of good versus evil. I do not keep up with statistics. I do not sleep without a mistress. I do not eat unless it's fixed with some kind of sweet like a licorice. My home is deep inside the mystics. I'm known to keep digging on existence. I'm holding in the heat like a fish stick. My phone it beeps because I missed it. I do not answer the call if I do not know who is calling. I'm making no sense of it all. Say, can I get a witness? I'm only a boy in a story, just a hallucinatory. Tripping on nothing there is, living in the wilderness. With a tiger spot on my back, living life of a cat. I just wanna relax here and write another rap tune. Driving off on your blind man's bike, you can say just what you like, or nothing can stop you. Get them up way high, give me that high five. A good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. A good God, bring it back again, give me that high ten. You're the best, 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 you're the best. Good job, get them up way high, give me that high five. A good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. A good God, bring it back again, give me that high ten. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best around.
you know, the man in the iron mask, they lock you in. This is a torture.
Yeah.
Like, most people are in an iron mask. They've, like, locked themselves into this fucking thing that's like, this is who I am. And the moment you start pulling the mask off, that's when people will say to you, you haven't been acting like yourself lately. Are you okay? And it's really what they're saying is, you're not playing the game of make-believe that we've been playing.
Yeah. But that's so close to someone literally losing their grasp on reality.
Well, yeah. There's pathological versions of the story.
Yeah.
They don't have to be pathological, though. You just, like, you know, if, like, I had a friend recently who was...
Me?
Not you. I had a friend recently who, like, tried to kill themselves and, you know, like, actually on a podcast he talked about it, like, going up on the roof and, like... He had it all planned out, how to do it. He was looking, researching it. You know, he figured out the best way to do it. And not the going up on the roof isn't the way you do it, but it's like, I don't even want to say how to do it because I don't want anyone to have I don't want the knowledge of how to kill myself in my brain or anyone else's brain, because it was a really quite an efficient, interesting way I'd never heard before. Yeah. So anyway, you know, suddenly he deletes all his online profiles,
ooh,
doesn't come into work. And
that's not a good sign.
Well, yeah. And at that point, you know, I just text him. I'm like, well, I'm coming to your house. Even if you don't respond to my text, I'm just coming to your house right now. And I'm going to get the cops to come. So either respond or...
That's what's going
to
happen.
Because you tried to kill yourself. And at that point, it's no longer... It's up to us to make sure that you're okay. Yeah. So when, as it turns out, you know, he's fine. And actually, I think it meant a lot to him that a lot of us got together and, like, were with him and showed him that we loved him. So yeah, this doesn't mean like, you know, someone starts flipping out or whatever. You're like, you're just not wearing your mask anymore, bro. It's cool. It just, but really, again, it bring it into yourself and ask yourself, are there ways I'm behaving? I'll tell you, man, like this just happened.
Well, leaving religion, things like that. Go ahead.
I have a real part of my personality. Right. And so, yesterday I cleaned up the house. Picked up all my shit. I had this shit scattered all over the fucking house, man. I had t-shirts everywhere, shirts, clothes everywhere. So as I'm cleaning up my house, I look down and there's like a pair of shoes that Cora had in the living room. Just a pair of shoes. This shit was scattered across the whole house. But habitually, when I saw that, I thought, well, look at this mess. How could you just leave her shoes here? But I left my shit scattered everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So... Suddenly, you know, I analyze that and then I start thinking like, my God, how prone am I to blame other people for this shit that I'm doing a million times more? How prone am I to do that? And from that, I start looking back and thinking.
Wait, say that again.
So I realize from this habit, because that's how most people are. They're on autopilot. You're running a series of programs of habits, right? So if I'm having a habitual reaction to seeing, like, the person I live with's clothes on the ground, which is negative, which is like, wow, how are you? Look how many. But I'm a million times messier, right? Then I start. Then from that, you just have the courage to then, like, look at all the other times that maybe you've been pointing fingers.
Done the exact same
thing. But you're doing way worse, right?
Yeah.
And then from that, I went to Cora and was like, hey, listen, I've been doing this and I just recognized it. I'm really sorry because I've been a mess for like weeks and haven't been picking the dish up. And like,
I realize how annoying that'll be.
Yes. And suddenly, boom, that piece of me, I instead of doing what a lot of people want to just be right, just yanking that little fucking stupid piece and acknowledging it to the person that I've been doing it. Now I'm a little bit more free from that little stupid piece.
Yeah.
So it's like, things like that, man. You can like wrench off all these unnecessary masks and accoutrements that you've pinned to yourself that aren't really necessary for you to have a peaceful, happy life. And that's really great.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. They're there's a hole in my soul. I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul. Can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve. And I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them out. That we need them to be who we are. Without them we'd be doomed. There's a hole in my soul. I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul. Can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always won. Cut the wonderful mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone.
So when people do start doing that and be like, hey, you're not yourself lately, what's going on? What do you think that is? That's just them saying, I don't want to be part of this same track that I've been put on. I want to go on a different road.
Well, a lot of people get really comfortable with the game of make-believe you've been playing. It's like, yeah. Hey, you know, we've been playing this whole time, we've been playing... You know, I'm your teacher, you're my student, and suddenly you're playing, you're my friend. Like, what's that? I want to play I'm your teacher, not you're my friend.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at the relationship you have with different people in your life.
Definitely sometimes younger comics, you just get pushed into this thing of like, am I a mentor?
Right.
You know, that I get to, and then at some point, they hit 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 years into comedy, and it's like, hey man, don't tell me what to fucking do.
Yeah.
I guess I had this with Bobby Lee too, where he would lead me and teach me about stand up. And then at some point it's like, Bobby, I know as much as you do.
There you go.
Don't talk down
there
to me anymore.
See, that's it.
I'm a man now.
Right. So that's it. And so a good teacher is like, oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Let's play friends now.
Right.
But you know, a person who is like who's not comfortable with that will get really weird. I mean, that's kind of how you can.
Yeah. And also it's not even a question of like, I want to be the mentor. It's like, that's who we have always been. So let's just keep it in that.
Yeah, man. This is like the.
Well, not even better or worse or anything, more pleasurable, less pleasurable. Just like, that's how we've done it. Let's not change.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't know why you're acting weird. Like, sometimes you might just be acting weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even know why yet. Like, you haven't quite figured out, why am I walking around being a weirdo today? Like, you might think, I seem to be kind of in a bad mood, but you just don't really know why. You're just being a dick, right? And you don't know why. You're just being a dick. So someone's like, what's going on? Why are you acting like that? The answer is, I have no idea. For whatever reason, right now, I'm just being a dick, you know?
Yeah.
So And it's going to...
That's what everybody told me. You're acting weird. When I was like, guys, I want to slow down on this TV show. And they're like, what do you mean? This is what you always wanted. You have a TV show. I'm like, it's not what I always wanted. It's not. It's a fun thing to do, but it's not the end all. So, and they're like, but why? I don't understand. Like, I get it. You don't understand, but it's okay. Yeah. I want to do some other stuff.
Yeah. See, that's it. And the, hopefully the idea is when you watch kids play,
yeah,
they don't play any one game for any long period of time. The game's always morphing and shifting and like, mm-hmm. and that's how they have fun. So hopefully like whatever group of people you're around or whatever life that you've gotten into, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's play this different game for a while.
When people clean up too, when you're heavy into like coke or whatever, heroin or even boozing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I kind of want to like get healthy and whatever. You end up losing all those friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because all your social life is about the booze. Booze is a better example. And then they go, oh, you've changed. You're different. You're like, I guess so. But I have all these other friends. They're like, you're awesome now.
Yeah.
You know, because you're into hiking.
Yeah.
It's just like a different place. It's not better or worse.
Exactly.
It's almost like, guys, keep drinking. It's okay.
That's
it's okay.
It. Beautifully
I'm
said.
I'm just not into it.
I just don't want to play that game of being a drunk right now. Is that cool? Yeah. I don't want to play the game of being a miserable drunk.
I love that too. People are like, come on, drink with me. I'm like, I'm on marijuana. And like, get myself up my way. I'm like, no, let's all just get fucked up.
Take a hit, feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side and now, living my life, getting out jeans. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'm gonna do just what I want, and there ain't no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it missing.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness and Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Now, go find the others. .com.
I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass.